Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What an amazing God you are. You are the Almighty God. You are the Father, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We bless your name today. We come to honor you, Lord God. We come to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. You said, let everything that have breath praise you. So today, because you have given us breath again, you blew your very breath into us, and we are still alive. We thank you for what, what you're doing, what you're about to do. Have your way in us. We surrender all. And, Lord, we repent for any way we've sinned against you, errors, any things that we have done against you, any iniquities, abominations, any errors, any presumptuous sins. Forgive us, O God. Cleanse us. Heal our land. In the name of Jesus, we're your people called by your name, humbling ourselves before your mighty hand. We come to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving because you are the one that's the Almighty God. You're the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are our Father. Welcome to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. We thank God for each of you coming on with us, and we are thanking God. He's ordering our steps. Amen. We thank God he's ordering our steps in his word, and he are keeping us from harm's way. Yes, he is. I don't care where you live, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Kentucky, Ohio, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota. He is keeping us in the palm of his almighty hand. We don't have nothing to be concerned about. We have turned our concerns over to him. We've left them at his feet. So, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that according to John 14:13-14, to protect us and everyone that we pray for today, everyone that we know, protect our home, our cars, our land, our property, our vehicles, animals, pets, workplaces, finances, churches, businesses, and ministries. All that you have placed us in charge over. Keep us, O God, from any harm, destruction, pestilence, disease, distress, stress, natural disasters, attacks of the enemy directly or indirectly, evil people that we not be taken advantage of, trickery of any type, dysfunctionality, distractions, illusions, delusions, deception, snares, or any undue hardship. Lord God, cause us to be extremely sensitive to your Holy Spirit, to be extremely sensitive to the leading of your Holy Spirit, becoming the sons of God. Cause us to realize it, oh God. Protect us on our right and on our left. And we thank you that you are our real reward, God, guards. Go before us that we possess the gates of the enemy and take back what was stolen from us. Help us to learn to walk upright in your righteous counsel all the days of our lives, that our desire and will be the accomplishing of our total will in our lives, word upon word, precept upon precept, line upon line, until the full maturity of Christ, the hope of glory. And Lord, we are thanking you for all that you've done You've done great things in our lives, and you will continue. So we thank you today, Father, for nationwide prayer. We're your nationwide prayer warriors, on call all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But we know that, Lord God, you're on call all the time. And we are thanking you for everything that you've done, everything that you're about to do. We pray against marine spirits that driving Hurricane Ian. Oh, no, you will not come nigh our dwelling. We plead the blood of Jesus over Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, New York, all those states, all over America. We plead the blood of Jesus in the surrounding states. We command Ian's eyes to be gouged out and not to be able to see, to head back to the sea from which he came. As we dwell in the secret place with you, oh God, we thank you that Ian will be dialed down to a zero category and die. In the name of Jesus, he will not come near us. No harm will come nigh our dwelling. And Lord, whatever you send, we receive. We don't receive what the enemy sent. We don't receive what Ian's doing. And we cancel everything that he's trying to do. We are your people called by your name, humbling ourselves, turning from our wicked ways, being obedient to you, O God. We thank you that our land is healed and a safe place for us, for our families, all over America, in the name of Jesus. Well, welcome again to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. We thank you for joining us. We thank God that he's ordering our steps every day. You ever wonder why you're doing this and why you're doing that, and go to the store and you go like, well, why did I buy that? And then you realize because of what you needed. You didn't know you needed at the time. Or maybe you didn't go to the store and your neighbor knocked on your door and said, here, I got extra water. Here, I got extra flashlight, candles, whatever. Whatever you may need, God shall supply it. Don't worry. Don't fret your mind over floods, hurricanes. God's got you. He got your back. He got you in the palm of his almighty hand. So today, our scripture is taken from Proverbs 4:22. For they are life unto those, the word of God is life unto those that find them, and health to all our flesh. Jeremiah 30, verse 17, for I will restore health unto you, and I will heal thee of all the wounds that you have taken, saith the Lord, because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, this is the church, whom no man seeketh after. So, Lord, we thank you for what you've done. You've already done it. You've already healed us. You've already protected us. You've already done everything. And we receive your word. Yes, we receive your word. You are an awesome king, a mighty God, the holy God, the righteous one. So today we're going to praise the Lord. We thank God. We have Sister Gloria Jean Charlotte on with us from Marrero, Louisiana. We have Minister Laney on with us, but we're going to allow her to rest today. And we decree and declare that every symptom of cold and fever, flu, whatever's trying to grab a hold of her body is null and void. Cancel in the name of Jesus. Good afternoon, Sister Gloria Dean. Okay. How are you today?
Good afternoon. Doing fine. Thank the Lord. So I might be a little backache, but I'm still, it's all good. It's all good. And I want to say hello to all the ones out there, you know, that's with the prayer line, the Bible study today, some people that's got on the line, you know, they came on the line, enjoyed it, so they don't say anything, but they're on the line learning, so we thank God for them too. So I'm going to sing this little song, praise God, hallelujah. Everybody knows it, you probably can sing it with me. Thank you.
in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously in the lower parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members are written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. Verse 17, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God, how great is the second Timothy. Verse 1:7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Continue to praise God as we hear amazing part of our body that he has designed, and that we praise him for his great blessing. He's not given us the spirit of fear, but there certainly has been a fear put on every person in the world during the last 2 years, especially. He has made every part of our body. But I want to talk about the immune part of our body that is deep inside the gut, but it's also connected to the production of bone marrow in our bone marrow, which produces the blood, the cells, red and white, which actually are part of the system that protects us. Hold on a second. Well, frozen moment here. Okay. The immune system is critical to our overall health. It has direct effect over life itself, given to us by God. We have learned that if our immune system is weak or impaired, we will not survive the onslaught of the bacteria, the germs, all kinds of things that are in our environment. We are surrounded by things that are designed to make us unhealthy. The immune system is a network of biological processes that protect us from diseases. It detects and responds to a wide variety of pathogens, from viruses to parasitic worms and cancer cells and objects, even objects such as a piece of wood, a splinter. Distinguishing them, those negative things in our environment, distinguishing them from the organism or our own healthy tissue. Many of us on this call are at an age where we are heading to a stage in our cellular life called immunosenescence. Our immune cells are, by this word, is becoming weaker and older and not able to reproduce and repair as quickly as it once did. In other words, it is becoming kind of senile, as the word has that in it. And you know, senescence, the part of our gut where 80 to 90% of our immunity is produced for everyone, but no matter what age, that is the spot in our body, the gut, especially where the immune system is produced and it does its work of defending and surviving against all of the things around us. Things that are designed to keep us from being our best, from doing our best and being our best so that we can serve our God in health. I have chosen this to speak about, to encourage us to not help the enemy by doing things to our bodies, by ignoring signs in our body, by putting things in our body that will decrease our energy, our health, and our brain power. For years, I've spoken about the good food, bad food diet, or good food, bad food list. I've done this several times in the program because it is just so important to me to try and have everybody understand how important the things that we put into our body also determine strength and righteousness in our body, and producing those things that help strong and that we would be able to serve in health. Our bone marrow makes cells, blood cells, red and white, that protect and defend our body. Our blood circulates all over our body, and from head to toe, including and especially through our brain. And we must have the right nutrition in order to keep up our thinking, reading the word, learning about things that will help us make decisions and choices that are led by the Spirit. We also need to reduce the sugar in our life. That's part of that good food, bad food list that I will happily send to you if you will allow Sir G to give me an email address. If you'll send one to her, then I will send you the good food, bad list, so you can look at it. One of the things on the list is avoiding wheat, oats, that's oatmeal, rye, and barley, because they do not grow, these things that have been in our human history. They don't grow them the same way that they did. We used to have wheat that was true wheat as God brought it to us, designed it. And then now the wheat it's fake. They used to have standing stalks of wheat. Now they have 18-inch wheat, which has no real nutritional value, but what it does have is gluten. And that is what we are getting, gluten. Remember, the intestines and bone marrow all in the same area is the seat of our immune cell production. So when we eat wheat, it actually destroys the ability of our intestines in order to make our immune system. And so the saying, they still have something in them called gliadin that is like gluten, and gluten destroys the intestines, the villi in the intestines, so that we can't even absorb what little nutrients we can get out of our food. So avoid things made with wheat, the oats, because it has gliadin, which does the same thing as wheat to our intestines, and rye and barley. Those things are known as gluten-producing grain. And so you can find some alternatives. The Lord has provided alternatives. Also, I was back to reducing the sugar in our lives. Sugar, you eat it, it goes into the intestine, and it travels all over our body, and it does things to our blood that are not conducive to health. And I know sugar tastes good, but it's not good for us. And we have some fake things that are being used to sweeten things that we eat are addictive, and I've talked about sugar. Yes, of course, we need to eat more fruit and vegetables, even though the nutritional value of the fruit that we are bound to get now is not like fruit used to be. And I just think that you probably kind of already know this. So what can we do in order to combat the gluten and gliadin that's in our lives? Try to avoid it as much as possible. What can we do about the sugar in our lives? Read the label and choose to let God put something in our lives, you know, like his word should be sweet to our taste as opposed to the stuff that is sugar and the sugar substitute that is kind of taking over, and we want to eliminate that. Eating nuts, great. Peanuts have a mold on them that is causing disruption in our intestines and our lives. So nuts are good, but peanuts, avoid them. And I don't want to just talk about those. Oh, oil, cooking oil, like the vegetable cooking oil. And I know, you know, we do love using olive oil. Olive, fantastic, thank the Lord. But when we use those vegetable cooking oils that are not even necessarily made from what we think they are, there's a plant called rape, R-A-P-E, that is the canola oil. it's some unusual plant that they are using and making into oil. So there are things that we just need to avoid. The vegetable cooking oil, margarine, is fake. It's sort of like plastic. It's not real food. They encourage you to use butter. But anyway, those things are actually damaging our lives. So I want to talk about the power of exercise as well as the diet. Keep moving. As long as the Lord allows us to live, keep moving and doing his work. So we need to exercise this. We can't even try pushing our bodies out a little bit extra and not just giving up moving. Keep moving. Also, to use as many different kinds of exercise, the aerobic, which means that you are actually moving your body, but also resistance training. And that can be if you are unable to walk or run, then exercise by strengthening your limbs or lifting small weights. So part of the immune system protection is exercise, and I've talked about the diet. I want to talk about the power of supplements. Since the food we eat is not what it used to be, and it is, our food is being manipulated. And I've been trying not to say things like that, but it's true. Our food is being manipulated and experimented with and sprayed and genetically modified. So what do we do in the face of these things that are preventing our food from being what God intended it to be? And what we can do is understanding that as we age, our immune system becomes compromised because of age, and there's that immunosenescence. So vitamins and minerals like zinc and selenium, and vitamins A, vitamins C, E, and vitamin D3. And the B vitamins are essential for our immune system to function properly. Any or deficiency in any of these few vitamins, if we have a deficiency in any of these, then our immune system can be impaired and its function can be slowed or stopped or weakened, and then there is no immune response to all of the bad stuff that is in the air, in our food, all around. Viruses and bacteria, because God designed the immune system in order to protect our body and to combat those bad things. And there are many more bad things that have come about. We know that the COVID has taken over the world, and I don't believe, I know that that is not led by the Spirit of God. It is led by the enemy to do what it has done, to kill, steal, and destroy people. And I have read and listened to doctors who are predicting more bad stuff, different bad stuff. So my admonition is get our immune system in as top order as we possibly can. We have to let the Lord lead us on how to do that. But exercising and the diet and adding to our lives supplements. And I've actually met some people who have said, well, I take a Centrum Silver or some other kind of multivitamin. What we have been through and what we may possibly be going through later, a multivitamin is a drop in the bucket. Increase, especially the vitamin C. They're suggesting that we have at least 10,000 units of vitamin C. They have proven that vitamin C does combat viruses and help our body to be stronger. The vitamin D that they're telling us about taking must be activated by actually getting out in the sun. So as you are taking vitamin D, try to get some sunlight with it because the vitamin is activated by the sun. Vitamin K goes with the vitamin D. And I have something that's vitamin D3 with K. They're cofactors that go hand in hand to get the most out of the vitamin D. See if you can't get some vitamin K along with calcium in order to get the most out of the vitamin D3. Most people, especially in an age group of the immunosenescent, are about 46% low in the vitamin C, 95% low in vitamin D, 84% for vitamin E, which is the EFAs or essential fatty acids and all, and 15% are low in the zinc. And these are all of the things that they're telling us will help our bodies fight off the diseases and the bad viruses and bacteria. So increase vitamin C, D, A, E, and vitamin B. Vitamin B, there are a number of vitamin Bs that are available to our lives. The Bs are so crucial for our overall health. It may come as no surprise that they have a direct effect on our healthy immune system, specifically vitamin B6, vitamin B12, folate. Vitamin B6 is associated with the regulation of the immune response. When it's our bodies see a virus or a bacteria or a foreign object, then there is this response expected and designed to attack that foreign object or that virus or bacteria. And when it doesn't, it causes the inflammatory response, inflammatory things that we put in our lives. The cooking oils are likely to create more inflammation in our lives rather than protection for ourselves. Also with the cooking oil, when it's heated, it forms acrylamides, which are cancer-causing units. So watch that cooking oil, and even when we heat up the olive oil, it causes acrylamide in our body. So we have to make those choices. Researchers have found that vitamin B6 deficiency reduces antibody formation as well as the growth, proliferation, and activity of certain types of white blood cells, which are needed to help the body fight infections and diseases. Vitamin B12 is also critical for immune function being deficient in their lives. Patients diagnosed with a vitamin 12 deficiency have been reported to have suppressed natural killer cell activity and decreased numbers of circulating lymphocytes, or the T cells that kill infected cells and activate cells in the immune system. It's all going together. The B vitamins also play a pivotal role in glucose metabolism and blood sugar balance. So watch the vitamin B6, get more of it, and the biologically active form of vitamin B6, and it's sometimes referred to as PSP, as a cofactor for approximately 150 different reactions in our body, including those that regulate glucose metabolism. So keep those B vitamins. A multivitamin, one pill a day, is not what our bodies need now. Increase once more those vitamins that are going to protect us, as well as minerals. So increasing the selenium, vitamins A, C, E, and vitamin D, and those B vitamins. Our immune system can be strong. Reduce the inflammation in our lives by taking omega-3 and the DHA and the EPA form of omega. The omegas are the they reduce inflammatory response, and they also help our circulation to keep our heart human. Sorry about that. A little brain freeze. Need some more EFA. It's spice. And to concerned with the teeth. Somebody can help me with that. It's an antioxidant, and it protects the cell from oxidative damage. Thing else, resveratrol. These two things also help to keep our blood system moving and strong, as well as helping to produce the cells in our gut that will provide the necessary help for our immune system. Another thing that we can do is knowing that, because 80 to 90% of the immune cells in our gut is helped by ignoring wheat, oats, rye, and barley as much as possible, and to eat more fiber that is found in fruits and vegetables. Fiber acts as food for the healthy bacteria, and the numbers of bacteria in our gut that I can't even tell you how many billions of bacteria, but it's good bacteria. You have a fight when bad bacteria gets into our body, and it's out there. So eat the fruits and the vegetables for the fiber that will help. Chia seed provides something called prebiotic, and psyllium, inulin, these are things that serve as food for the good bacteria to keep our immune system thriving, and that they would be able to proliferate so that they can defend our body. Also, there are many things will help our body fight the viruses and the bacteria, bad things, also the toxins that are in our environment that we breathe in, or that is on our food or things that we inject. We want to keep our immune system as strong as possible, and especially those of us who are heading toward or in the middle of that immunonasis mentioned earlier. So, Sister G, I think I've run on. I'm at the end, but we're just continuing to praise God for the amazing design of our body, that parts all work together to do it in our lives.
Amen. Thank you so much. So I'm going to open the lines up for questions. Thank you so much, Sister Mary, for that very informative message, because we need to be informed. We need to know, you know, what's good for us to eat, what's good for us to drink, et cetera. So I'm opening up the lines right now. I'm taking them off of mute. So just give me a few minutes here, and then we can ask some questions and that you may have. So get your questions, and here's how we do it. We state our name, and then we ask a question. If you want, you could say, you know, like Caritha Gantlin from Jacksonville, Florida, my question is, and then state your question. It's taking a minute here. Looks like internet is down. Just hang on. Hang on. Yeah. All righty. Hopefully it'll be up shortly so we can ask questions. It looks like maybe no internet right now, but I'm working on it, working on getting it working again. Sister Mary, you can hear me, right?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Everybody else is that I had on mute. The internet's not working, but hold on one second. Reboot the internet. And we'll, got to give it a few minutes here for it to start back up again. So while we're doing that, you can just get your questions together. And, you can state your name, where you're from, and your question. So give it a few minutes here. The internet is still not back up yet. I don't know. We're experiencing just a little rain in the area, but nothing major. So while you're getting your internet up, you can say a prayer for Florida and, surrounding cities. I'm sorry, did you say something, Sister Mary?
Oh, I'm just saying, Amen, street for Florida.
Okay.
And pray for the internet.
Yeah, pray for it, because it's not connected right now. So, yeah, we can pray for the internet to come back up. You all can probably hear me, but since the internet is not up, I can't hear you all. There's no internet. So it'll come up shortly. Just give it a minute or two. Yeah. This is another way that we can do it. In case the enemy's at work, we can rebuke the devil. Tell him to get off the line. You can also text me your question, and Sister Mary can, I can read them. Okay, look like somebody's, hold on. Oh, no, hold on. Let me see what happened here. Okay, let's see. Looks like the internet's coming back now, so just give me a minute here. You can also text me your question, and I can read it for Sister Mary. So taking a minute here, but it's coming up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you for moving on our behalf. We thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do. We thank you, Father God, for the internet coming up, activating. Thank you, Lord. All right. Looks like it's beginning to work. I'm unmuting the lines now. So it's coming up. All right. So I'm almost there. Just give me a few more minutes. And we got some lines unmuted here. Okay. Working on getting this all unmuted. Just give me 1 second. I thank you for your patience. Oh my God, y'all are worth a million. All right. Okay, so all but one is all the way back up now. So just give it a minute. And all right, so now we can state your name. And Mr. Marion, we're working on getting yours back on. It's still booting up on your skin, so. But everyone else that's on, you can state your name, where you're from, and ask Sister Mary a question.
Yes, this is Sister Vivian, Sister Mary. It's great to see all good, because that's all I knew.
I'm sorry. Great seed oil? Well, I thank the Lord that He has provided great seed. The oil is okay, except do not keep even great seed oil up. If you get it too hot, cause those acrylamide, as in other oil, and that can be cancer.
Okay, and when I go exercise, when I slow down, I get cramped up all across my legs and thighs. What causes the cramping?
If I can get you to increase the EFA, the essential fatty acids, like the fish oil and the oil that comes from deep sea fish.
Increase the oil?
The fish oil that you
okay.
take. That should help you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Sister Marion, can you hang up and call back? Because somebody's got some sound going in the phone. So if it's your noise, can you mute your phone? Sister Marion, can you hang up and dial right back? I can't seem to get you back on off the silent. Okay, next person, state your name, where are you from, and a question, please. Somebody else got something going on. I don't know what it is.
Sister G, Sister Mary, this is Sister Lady in Jackson, Mississippi. What kind of cooking oil do you recommend, and how can I, you mentioned that you would give a list of things that's good for us to eat. At the very top of your presentation, you said that we can. You want us to send Sister G our email, text.
Send her your information so that I can send you that the good food, bad food list, which I've annotated with a little bit of information for each one of the things. And you know, you choose. What you want, but that
you need an email. You need an email.
Yes,
ma'am. I can do that. I sent it to Sister G. Now, what kind of cooking oil do you recommend? You said the grape oil was not the best. What kind of cooking oil do you recommend?
I don't recommend any oil in salad dressing or. For cooking, I use butter.
You use butter?
Salad dressing out of cream and spices and things and apple cider vinegar. But as
apple
far
cider
as cooking
for your salad dressing?
Yes. I use apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
Because the white vinegar is actually made from, it could be wheat.
Mm-hmm.
So I use white
it's
vinegar
apple cider.
For cleaning, but apple cider vinegar for cooking. You asked the question at the beginning. Anyway, get your email address to... Sister G, and I will send you the good food, bad food list. There are lots of wonderful food to eat, but I still suggest that you supplement in order to make sure that your body is getting all of the nutrition that you need that you can't get from the food then.
Thank you.
So, thank you.
All right. Next question. Next person. State your name, where you're from, and your question. I have a question, Sister G, Jacksonville, Florida. What does genetically modified mean? You know, like concerning vitamins or, no, I'm sorry. What, not concerning vitamins, that's another question. What does genetically modified mean?
We are going through a period of our history where they're not letting plants be plants. They are actually manipulating plant growth, for disease. They like with wheat and other vegetables and food, they have actually experimented and mixed genes in our food so that we can grow beautiful looking cabbages and tomatoes, but they are not as God designed them. Having heritage seeds to be planted that people have saved from 50, 60 years ago that are seed real plants, the genetically modified is that they actually manipulate the cell of fruits and vegetables and the seed that they will not reproduce themselves. They just keep planting them, these new seeds, over and over again. But they don't have the same nutritional content that, I mean, real vegetables and fruits have. And the genetically modified shine on things. Read the label. I bought some salsa or taco seasoning, and I was reading the label. Of course, it was after I bought it. And down in very small print, it said some genetically modified ingredients are used in this. And so I threw it away. It has been lab produced fruit and vegetables and things that have been lab genetically modified. They have changed the molecules of plants and vegetables in order to get them to produce more and for profit, and also to do certain things like preventing disease or pests bothering the vegetables and the fruit, but it doesn't help. It just helps the industry of farming to have these genetically modified vegetables. Hope that answers the question.
Okay. Like an example, I bought some tomatoes a few years ago, and they tasted terrible. I'm like, what is this? Mm-hmm. And it was so bad. And then someone gave a tomato from their garden, and it was very, very good. So, you know, it looks like that our food is being tampered with. So when you go into, now, mainly I try to shop at stores that are more on the holistic side, that have holistic things, but even there, I still have to watch what I'm buying because it's not all, you know, pure stuff. Like you said, we have to read the labels and what have you, but I also have a question. Michelin, she's from Jacksonville, Florida, and she wanted to know, hold on, I'm sorry, let me get the text again. She's asking, you already answered the question about good and bad olive oil, but what she wants to know is, what can we use to substitute product with MSG, chicken, beef bouillons, or what?
Make your own. If you can get chicken or beef that is as natural as possible, just save broth from them, freeze it in a container, and use that instead of the bouillon cube, because we just honestly don't know what's in it.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Next question. State your name, where you're from, and your question. Sister Miriam, you are on now. So you can say if you have a question.
Sister Miriam.
All right. Okay. I have another question. What are synthetic vitamins? What's the difference between synthetic and whole food vitamins? What are they?
Thank you for your question, but I think you already have the answer. The synthetic.
I do.
Huh?
Yeah, I have the answer. Okay, so I'm just going to state there are vitamins that you buy from Walmart, CVS, from Walgreens, some of them are synthetic. They have no nutritional value, but when you get vitamins from I'm sorry, someone saying something to me? Okay.
I'm just
so when you get vitamins, okay, I know, but it kind of threw me off a little bit. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So when you get vitamins from whole foods, because people say, well, I can eat, and get my vitamins. No, because Sister Mary's saying, they're depleting our food of the vitamins, the minerals that we need. So a lot of times we think that we're sick, and we're not sick. We have vitamin depletion. Like you getting so exhausted. Like you said, vitamin B can help. You can take vitamin B. It's different B. Someone told me today they have, a cold and throat problems. And so last night I was having some problems with my throat, so I started drinking echinacea tea with a little lemon. So there are ways that we can do natural things. I came up in a generation where they didn't have vitamins and minerals. My mother grew up garden outside, and, of course, it was natural soil. But even now, the soil has been depleted of what God wanted it to have. So mainly you have to get organic soil and maybe use a box or something to plant your vegetables or what have you in. Because when you go into a regular grocery store, you are not getting real food in some items. And so when you think, oh, God, I'm so sick today, you check what you ate and where you got it from, because you may have to spend a little bit more at a Whole Foods store or a grocery store, but in the long run, you're going to spend less at the doctor. And you say, oh, well, I don't even have to pay at the doctor. I just go and I get this shot and that shot. But what is in the shot? Read the side effects on your medication. Read this, because there's so many side effects to medicine. And you say, well, oh, in a week or two, oh, now I got this problem. You go back again, and the doctor said, well, you say, well, why is this in my medicine? This said this and that is in my medicine. Why is that in my medicine? Oh, well, here, let me give you something else. And then something else is in the medicine. So we got to start depending totally on Dr. Jesus. And gives us pure stuff. He knows how to heal our body. Because we be running back and forth to the doctor, running back and forth every week, every month. I was about 50 years old, and I went to the doctor, and he said, he couldn't even find out what was wrong with me. He said, I'll see you next month. I'm like, next month for what? He said, for your regular checkup. I ain't never go back to him. We don't need to go to the doctor every month or once or whatever that is. You say, oh, Lord, my leg hurts. You go to the doctor. They get you medication. Next week, your toe hurts. Oh, God, you go back again. They switch that and give you something else. Some people are sitting down with the pharmaceutical drugstore in front of them, taking all the medicines that the doctor recommends and getting sicker. Are you getting any better every time you go, or is it getting worse? Is any of the medication that you're taking helping you? So you may want to think about that, what you're doing. Now, I have this nutritional chart. I'll try to take a picture and send it to everybody. But it has things that, like, for instance, you got some going on your eyes. It talks about lucin. Also, it says green fruit, vegetables, green fruit. You get green apples. You can get other green fruit and see leafy green fruit. Also, it has, vitamin B1 enhances brain function and energy. You know, a lot of times as we get older, we go like, oh, we call Mary Susie and Susie Mary. We call John Henry and Henry John. You know, we get our children mixed up. We know their name and we know what their name is, but we get it mixed up. So is it because we need more vitamins? Because our food is depleted, so we got to do something. But we don't need to run to the doctor every time we stump our toe or have a hangnail on our finger. We need to start. And there's so many ways nowadays. All you got to do is type in your phone, what natural product can I take for whatever it is you're dealing with? You don't have to run to the doctor every time something wrong with you, because they're not. Is the medicine helping? Is it helping you? No. Next week, you got to go back and get something different. So I'm going to send you all a copy of this nutritional chart. A lot of times you think you're sick. You're not sick. You're nutrient depleted. All right. Next question. We got a few more minutes before prayer time. State your name, where you're from, and your question.
This is Sister Marion.
Okay.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
I wanted to ask a question. What can you take if you are having problems sleeping, if you're sleep deprived or you have sleep apnea? I used to go to a holistic doctor and I didn't have all these problems that I'm having now, so I need to get back into that holistic state of stuff that I was taking before.
Well, don't forget about your melatonin from a helpful, if that is supposed to help with sleeping. Calcium, might take extra calcium. And I have a product that's called CalMag 100. And it is a mixture of calcium and magnesium, which are great for the body. But it also, if you take it 30 minutes before you go to bed, that's going to help you sleep. I think do you have a CPAP, the machine that circulates the air or the oxygen in your body as you sleep, and that keeps those passages open so that you do.
I was on a sleep apnea machine, and when I was being seen by the holistic doctor, what he was giving me, I didn't need the sleep apnea machine anymore, and I turned it back in. So now I'm having a problem with insurance approving me to get it back again. But that's why I want to know if it's something I can take to help me sleep, to get sleep, restless sleep. Because I sleep now, but I wake up tired.
Offhand, it was the melatonin, calcium, and magnesium, or things that are at the top of my head. Let me get back to you.
Okay.
Next time on.
Also,
more specific stuff.
Okay.
The Lord is speaking.
Also, there's a tea. I'm sorry. Also, there's a tea called Sleepy Time Tea. Also, CoQ10. CoQ10.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good for that. I take Cal, magnesium, and zinc.
Yes.
Okay, Sister Vivian, where do you get the oil from that you use?
Okay. And as I said before, I have, for the last 7 years, not use cooking oil or olive oil, because oil, see, I'm trying to navigate this without just blurting out. Oil, when you open the bottle, it starts the process of changing the oil, making it rancid when oxygen gets in the bottle. It's perfectly fine when it's in the sealed bottle. So the when it's rancid, and also when you heat it too much, it causes the acrylamide to produce. So I honestly do not use oil for those two reasons. And oils that are oxygenated when the bottle is open, that causes inflammation in your body. So I don't use oil. And yes, it took me a little while to think about not using oil. Don't fry things. I just use butter.
So. All right. Thank you, Sister Mary. Anybody else? Next person's question. We're going to be going off to pray in a few minutes. We're going to be, I'm not going off, but we're going to be praying in a few minutes. And so go ahead and state your name, where you're from, and your question. Okay. Well, I thank God for each of you all. We thank God for Sister Mary. We're going to take prayer requests. State your name and your prayer request. Well, I'm going to pray for Sister Lanny. I do know that she was going through some symptoms a little while ago. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up your daughter, Sister Lanny, from Jackson, Mississippi, who has been going through problems with her throat, some types of maybe allergic condition or different things in the atmosphere because of Hurricane Ian or whatever's going on, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, for healing her throat, her voice box, her larynx, every part of her throat area, Lord God, for bathing it with your word in the name of Jesus. We thank you that she's healed by your stripes. She said, we were healed. So we receive our healing, Lord. There's healing in the word. I thank you that we'll begin to open the word of God every day and say, Lord, what is it you would have me read? What is it you would have me study today? And so, Father, even if we don't know, we'll begin to study on. I'm sorry, were you saying something?
I'm sorry.
We'll begin to study scriptures on healing. And so we thank you, Lord God, that we'll use our phone or internet or whatever to look up scriptures on healing. Since a lot of us deal with health issues, we'll begin to look up scriptures on healing and begin to pray those scriptures over our bodies in the name of Jesus. So, Father, everyone who's affected with their body, everyone who's going through things from their brain to their feet, inside out, every organ, we call it healed in Jesus' name. And Father, you said, beloved, you called us your beloved. Above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, Lord, we thank you that we are in health and our soul is prospering because your word says so. And, Lord, your word, there's healing in the word of God. So we thank you, Lord God, for the healing. And, Lord, many of us use toxic products. Bleach and potash and ammonia and all kinds of toxic products that is going through our home that are causing health issues in our body. Some of us don't even know it. Some of us been told that even certain detergents are full of toxins. And so, Father, even we clean our bathtub with toxic products, Father, give us knowledge, understanding of what's going on in our body and in our environment. So, Father, help us to be knowledgeable, to study not just your word, but to study what's going on around us, to study your word, to study and give us revelation, Lord. Like one day you spoke to me and said my blood pressure was high. So, Lord, I thank you for us getting closer to you and knowing what's going on in our bodies. And I decree and declare we will not confess negative. We won't say my foot hurt, my toe hurt, my leg hurt, my back hurt. We'll confess that we are healed in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you by faith. We know that we are already healed by your stripes. So, Father, everyone on the line that's concerned about family members, we lift them up before you. Thank you for our babies, Chloe, Zoe, Revere and Divine. We thank you that they are healed by your stripes. And, Lord, we decree and declare long life over the babies, not just long life, but long, healthy life. That they won't be going to the doctor weekly, monthly, but they will be long livers, healthy livers. They will live long, healthy lives in the name of Jesus. Every concern that we have for us, for ourselves, for our family members, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing to us. I thank you, Sister Mary Nichols, who made a great presentation concerning our immune system, oh God. I thank you for her husband and her children in the name of Jesus. Blessing her prayer line, oh God, with prayer warriors that are coming forth. I thank you for Penny, my friend. We've been friends over 40 years. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. I ask you to continually bless her, her children, grandchildren, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for all that you're doing on our behalf. I thank you for Sister Glory Dean, I thank you, Lord God, for her confessing her healing, not confessing what's wrong, but what's bringing forth excellent health. I thank you for all of us confessing your word in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Sister Glory Dean. You have given her 86 years or more of life, abundant life, health, strength. I thank you, Lord God, for her dependence upon you, or reading the word, listening to the word, confessing the word, all of us confessing your word. I thank you for Sister Sharon Foshay, my friend from Jacksonville, Florida. I thank you, oh God, that she's healed by your stripes. I thank you for her children, her grandchildren, great-grand blessings for the family, for Bishop White, the bishop of the church that she attends, healing, oh God. I thank you for Michelin, the mother of baby Chloe and Zoe, her two children. I thank you for her husband, oh God, and the family, her parents. I thank you for the family being healed, set free, healed, delivered, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Every concern that she has, I thank you for her getting more rest, oh God. Even as a mother, it's a difficult job sometimes, trying to juggle job, mothering, wife, and et cetera. So we pray wisdom, oh God, upon her, that you would teach her how, oh God, to do these things and get the proper rest that she needs. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. For Sister Vivian, Lord God, I thank you that she's healthy and well, inside out, every organ in all of our bodies are healthy and well. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done, everything you're about to do in our bodies. You are our healer, Jehovah Rapha. We're dependent upon you. We're thanking you that our bones, our bone marrow, our heart, our lungs, our kidneys, our spleen, every organ in our body is healthy and well. In the name of Jesus, that we're dependent upon you to keep us healthy. I thank you that we're using wisdom in our food choices, in our things that we drink. I thank you that we're using like the Daniel's diet, Lord God, how he ate healthy, and he was healthier than the other young men, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Somebody's got something stomping in the background. Would you put your phone on mute? So I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that Sister Vivian, Sister Marion, we're all walking in divine health and healing. And Lord, many times we get bogged down in, you know, the issues of life rather than casting our cares upon you. In the name of Jesus, every time the devil try to cloud our mind and make us, you know, want to take our healing from us, we cut that off at the root. We decree and declare that we are made whole. Somebody still got a little something going in the background with your phone on mute. So we thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing on our behalf. You're an amazing God. You sent us to the earth realm, and you gave us a whole garden to live in. You gave us the foods that we should eat. Show us how to live in 2022 so that we are healthy, so that we are well. Remove old ways of thinking from us, not to lean upon our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you. Teach us the new way to live in 2022 in the name of Jesus and beyond in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we've been told over and over the wrong foods to get out of our diet, the right foods to put in, the right nutrients, the right vitamins, the right minerals. Help us even to do research and even to write down things and not bring food home from the grocery store that we know. We say, oh, I'm only going to eat one bite of the chocolate cake. And before we know it, we've eaten the whole thing. But help us to bring the oranges, the apples, the bananas, the tangerines, the cherries, the pineapples, the grapes. Oh, God, mangoes. And it's so much fruit that we can eat, Lord God, pineapples and all different varieties of fruit and vegetables, the kale, the bok choy, the collard greens, the kale, the brown rice, and, you know, things that is going to heal our body, not the old way that we did before, all the gravies and stuff that's causing reflux in our body and eating heavy and going to bed. We know better, but sometimes we say, oh, Lord, cover us. But, Lord, you've given us wisdom to make wise choices. So, Father, we thank you that you are the great and mighty God. We adore and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Anything else? Anybody else have anything they want to add, say, ask, whatever, before we close out? I can't hear you. State your name and your question or whatever.
Mary from Oklahoma. I just read a study last night about in Africa, in fact it was Ghana, people who actually worked in hospitals, COVID hospitals in Ghana, and what found was that the people who worked in the hospital rinsed their mouths out with, of all things, hydrogen peroxide and put some drops of it in their noses. The people who did that did not get COVID, even though they were working in a COVID hospital. Now, the people who did not do it and worked in the COVID hospital, guess what happened to them? They got COVID.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say there are so many studies out, and I'm learning things that some of it I'm not happy with.
Amen. Anyway. Thank you for sharing that, because every day for the past, I don't know, 2-3 years, I use baking soda and hydrogen peroxide. I put the baking soda on my toothbrush, and I put the liquid hydrogen peroxide on my toothbrush, and I brush my teeth every day with that.
Very good. That's wonderful. I've been doing
when I was trying to, go ahead.
With colloidal silver.
Yeah.
Droppers of that in my mouth. And nose and ears.
Me too.
And
yes.
That's him. All right.
Yeah, I put
thank
it under
you.
My tongue. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I just want to say thank you for letting me do this. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you, and thank you so much. We look forward to you coming on, you know, weekly, and then doing the presentation on the last Wednesday of every month. Thank you so much, and we all appreciate you, the information you give us. It's sometimes difficult when you say, well, I've been doing this for 20 years. What's wrong with it? You know, but change is coming up. You know, sometimes we get stuck in our old ways, but, you know, they say, can you teach your old dog new tricks? Of course we can learn new things, and we can move forward. You know, like you had to learn to use the cell phone, the internet. We didn't have that growing up. But I tell you what, the young people know how to teach us how to do it. So we can learn things because that's what's working now in life, not those old things. I remember I got scratched by a dog a few years ago, and I came home. I didn't know if the dog bit me or whatever, but I came home, and I got some tea tree oil, and ooh, I put some peroxide and tea tree oil on a Q-tip, and I rubbed it on that spot, and I went to the mm-hmm. fire station. They wanted me to go to the hospital, but I said, no. I said, I'm not going to the hospital. There's coronavirus. I'm not going in there. So I went to the fire station, and they weren't there, but anyway, I have OnStar in my car, and they kept on saying, go to the hospital. I said, no, I'm not going. So finally, the fireman came back to the fire station, and he looked at my ankle, and he said, oh, it's a scratch. It's not a bite. I was praying, Lord, don't let me have to go get no shot because I don't want to. But anyway, it was a scratch. And every day, especially when I felt pain, I put more hydrogen peroxide and more tea tree oil on it. And I tell you what, that helped me a lot. And even if you're going through some tooth bleeding or what have you, take a little clove oil. Or even cloves. I don't know. I guess you could mash the cloves. I don't know what form. But anyway, clove oil is very good. So there are a lot of natural things. You can use your tablet, use your internet. Go on, look up on your phone. What's natural? What can I take natural for, you know, my toenail or whatever it is? Or what can I take natural, you know, for my headache or whatever? You know, so, yeah. So anything,
G? This is Kenny Presley from Michigan.
Okay.
I have a question. There was something you and the speaker were talking about right after you were talking about the hydrogen peroxide and baking soda. You said you used some kind of drop of something under your tongue, and my connection went out, and I didn't hear that.
Colloidal silver.
Spell that.
C-O-L-O-I-D-A-L, colloidal silver. And it is particles of silver suspended in, what is it in?
I never heard of that.
Is it distilled water? But anyway, colloidal silver, and that's C-O-L-L-O-I-D-A-L, silver.
It is a natural antibiotic.
Because I have, like, I don't have a ringing in my ear, but it's similar to ringing. It's not tinnitus. I've already been tested. My hearing is excellent. But I just have this annoying sound, and it comes and goes. And sometimes I think it's just pure satanic to distract me.
Well, okay. Yeah, you can attribute it to that. Two things. Have you had the COVID vaccine?
Have I had the COVID vaccine? Yes.
One of the side effects is ringing in the ears, as well as Well, anyway, the ringing in the ears. Now, the doctor that I work with says that it's because your skull is actually, it's osteoporosis of the skull that's gradually happening. And taking calcium and MSM, that will help with it. But one, the other thing on COVID vaccination is that there was something in the vaccine that causes people to have difficulty with their hearing and their breathing, as that long COVID.
I don't have any problem hearing or breathing.
But you're having a problem with ringing in the ears. Yes.
Yeah, and it's not a ringing. I can't.
Oh.
It's not ringing. It's like a background sound.
Look up Brian Artis, BryanArdis.
Okay.
He has done a lot on side effects of COVID, and the way he cured his wife of this, she had ringing in the ears, that annoying sound that you can't get rid of years. But he gave her Nicorette gum, and she said, "Oh no, I've never had anything that has nicotine in it."
But right. Yes, I've never smoked either.
Well, she chewed. He told her to chew 4 pieces of the Nicorette gum a day. Chew it for 10 minutes and spit it out. The 2 milligrams, 4 times a day. She did it for 3 years, and the annoying sound, the ringing in her ears, stopped after 3 days. So we're finding things out that help that we would not have thought of.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
Anybody else? We're about ready to close up. Anybody else? We don't want to leave you out now. If you got a question, state your name, where you're from, and state your question.
And I'm not really all right. Giving medical advice.
I'm sorry.
My name
again.
Is. Sharon.
Sharon?
Yes, ma'am. Portia from Jacksonville, Florida. And I want to know, what can you take natural to heal your kidneys and lungs?
Okay. See, I have products that's called Super KD, and I need to want to see what is it. It's a proprietary blend of stuff with.
I'm sorry, Mary. I can't. Can you spell it? Spell it. Can you spell it?
Yes. S U T E R K B. And this has cranberry concentrate, bilberry, devil's claw extract, horsetail powder, all kinds of things that I take. Also, symptom that's called Ultimate Daily. And with the Ultimate Daily, Dr. Wallach has given people who have actually been on dialysis for 10 years. And the Ultimate Daily tablet, three times
spell
a day.
It. Spell it. Spell it.
Ultimate, Ultimate Daily, Daily. And he's giving people that I spelled it.
So now both of those products are for the kidneys or both for the kidneys and the lungs?
Kidneys.
Okay, what's for the lungs? She asked for the lungs.
All right.
I'll tell you one thing that I've used. Clear lungs. Clear lungs.
Clear
lungs.
Okay.
Yeah, did you have
also,
the lungs, Mary?
Yes. It's called Good Herbs. It's a tincture of herbs, and it's called Lung Support. I'm looking at stuff on the shelf. It's called Respiratory Support. Let me give my email address. You can ask me any question, and I can better tell you about stuff other than running to my shelf and looking to see what I have for that. Respiratory support is this one, and it's Good Herbs. Mary W. Nichols, Nichols, @gmail.com.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes. Mary W. Nichols, Nichols, @gmail.com.
Hello?
Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you.
Sure. Yes.
I got cut off. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I had to dial back in.
Okay. I don't know if she just Mary.
She got sharing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Anybody else? My sister Lanny.
Collodial
Silver. Collodial Silver, okay.
Or if she's brave, small amount of rinsing your mouth out with hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah, you don't even have to be brave to do it. I get it from the Dollar Tree. Just go get a bottle, put it in my toothbrush or, you know, rinse it. People used to do it all the time.
Well,
it gives neutral cuts, bruises.
Yeah, interestingly enough, when COVID started, you could not really find large amounts of vitamin C or the hydrogen peroxide. Why?
I did.
Because, well, okay.
Yeah, I did. I got like, big old bottles of vitamin C, but of course I order them online, and I also got hydrogen peroxide, but I keep it on hand all the time from Dollar Tree.
Good.
Mhm. All right. Gloria Dean, I'm sorry, she dropped, but she's coming back on. Just hang on a minute; it's coming back up. All right, yeah, keep
hydrogen peroxide on hand. They sell it at Dollar Tree for $1.25. I keep big bottles in my house all the time.
Good.
Yeah, I keep a lot of vitamin C when I'm running low. I call and I order some. I order it from Making Healthy Choices. I order like two bottles at a time. Like when I'm, you know, have a sore throat or beginning to get sneezing or whatever, I take about 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C, but not on an empty stomach. So some people say, well, that's too much. No, it's not too much.
You take it
1,000 or 2,000 milligrams. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Oh, you take as much of the vitamin C as you can up to bowel tolerance. You'll know when you have had too much if it sends you to the bathroom. But until that happens, take that 10,000 if at all possible.
Yeah, and you can start doing it now. Everybody really needs to take it daily. Because there's so much stuff in the atmosphere.
And
Glory Dean, for some reason, not letting you back on, but we do need to close out now. We're down to just 4 minutes. I'm sorry, Mary, you talking to me? If you're talking to me and I'm talking, I can't hear you.
that's okay.
Yeah, it's hard to hear you when you're talking to me.
I'm sorry. Thank you, and there's a lot of stuff that is natural that we need to be taking to combat what has gone on and what is going on in our bodies and what is coming. So thank the Lord that you're finding out stuff.
Amen, amen. All right,
thank
y'all. Love you all. Look forward to talking to you next Wednesday. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Love you, too, and Jesus love everybody more.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Love you.